He was a free woman.
Was by promise.
Was by promise.
Which things are an allegory.
Which things are an allegory.
For these are the two covenants.
For these are the two covenants.
Okay. The one from Mount Sinai.
The one from Mount Sinai. Which is
Okay.
All right, read.
Which gendereth to bondage.
Which gendereth to bondage.
Which is Agar.
Which is Agar. All right, read on.
Since Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia.
Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia.
And Angelus to Jerusalem.
And Angelus to Jerusalem, which now is.
And is in bondage with
and
her.
And is in bondage with her too. But read.
But Jerusalem, which is above.
But
is
Jerusalem,
free.
Which is above, is free.
Which is the mother of us all.
Which is the mother of Jews and Gentiles.
That's right.
Above in the spirit.
Okay.
That's right. That's it.
That's the mother of us all.
That's right.
Now let's put it together and see if we got making any sense out of it. You see, Abraham had two sons. See, one by Hagar and one by Sarah. Right?
Right.
Ishmael and Isaac.
Right.
See? And the Ishmael life, they never did leave us here. That Ishmael had 12 sons.
Right. You see?
Just like Jacob had 12 sons.
Right.
And Yahweh never brought them down in the end. They stayed up here.
See?
Now that makes me say this. See, all of the angels that was in heaven, all of them been sent and were cast out.
Okay. That's right.
You see?
Now this is a type and a shadow.
Yeah, that's right. That's
this
right.
is in the natural.
Yeah. That's right.
You see what I mean?
And since it is in the natural, and we've set it up as a natural thing right up and down here, so that you can see and understand.
See?
Now, them Ishmaelites,
you see,
or the posterity, or the, those that are born as the Ghost tribe, you understand? See? They never left. Yahweh never brought them down to you. They have a right to be in Jerusalem.
That's right.
And in the Holy Land.
That's right.
They stood by faith. They were not cast out. Just like the angels. In heaven, they were not. They didn't all sin.
Okay.
And so all of them were cast out.
That's right.
Trying to make it real for you. You see? Now, instead of you fooling with this Jerusalem beneath,
okay.
And looking at that, and thinking we Jews is going over there and build it again under Messiah, and this beast going to come down and touch the Mount of Olives, which thing has already happened.
Okay. You see?
That's true.
And now when we get the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm. See,
it's Jerusalem above.
Right.
That's the mother of both Jews and Gentiles. That's the Jerusalem that counts.
That's
not that one over there on earth.
That's it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Did I get the soul?
That's it.
You see? But now they got it all for all of them. They're saying exactly what I said. See? Just like Amos said to the people, prepare to meet. I'm talking to the King James, prepare to meet the Lord thy God, and they're still talking about preparing to meet the Lord thy God. And when you come along, you understand, they said amen. They didn't know a thing about it. You understand?
Right.
And he told them way back there to prepare to meet him. You understand? Now when you come along, you know, he said to the disciples, that's what he told them. He said, now you go out there and tell them, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Right.
Would you call 2,000 years hence at hand?
No.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
Now, since everything is so messed up, so contaminated, so polluted, and as you look at the nature, she's going back into a chaos. I'm talking about the small, and I'm talking about the water. You understand? I'm talking about the food. You understand what I'm talking about? There ain't no way in the world for you to have eternal life in there.
All right.
See? The doctor died.
Okay.
The undertaker died.
That's right.
You see? The grocery store man died. The cattle disease. You see what I'm talking about?
That's right.
And I told you before, they have enough poison gas up in Utah to kill everybody on earth.
That's right.
And they're just afraid of it as they can be. They don't want to do it. You see what I'm talking about? And you talking about him coming back here. Now, before we go any further with that, let me show you this. You see, Paul said we don't know him no more as the flesh. Henceforth, now, know we him no more after the flesh. You see, you have a mortal body with an eternal spirit. That's providing you have the Holy Spirit.
All right.
You understand? That's making you see and understand. As we read the scripture lesson, suppose you read it again to help somebody see what kind of a cleaning up job has got to be done.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we have in these schools and these classes. Now listen at me close. Because what's gonna happen, you can't say you passed June. You can't say you passed October. Why are you saying that, Dr. Kinley?
Because June is this.
That when you go to my side.
That's right.
All right. Then we just cut it up real short and show you this. October the
10th. Mm-hmm.
See, I left out a whole lot of it. You see, but I'm just trying to point out something.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, October the 10th is when he went into the North Pole.
Right. That's right.
You see? You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Seventh Day Adventist said this. Said they was expecting him to come down at 1844. He failed to come. Now you got it in that Genesis. He failed to come in 1844. They stole their possessions and did it.
You see? And went out, you know, and then got on the top of the mountain. They expected him to come in 1844. But he didn't show up. See? And you know what they said? And they're still saying it too. Instead of him coming to earth like earth in 1800, he's just ascending into the most holy place.
But at last year,
it was worse than perfect.
That's right.
Now the apostle puts it this way, that he's ascended on into heaven and sit down and at the right hand. Now listen. Maybe intercessions for us. So he entered all within the building. You see? Now all kinds of mistakes and errors are being made. You see? All kinds of erroneous thoughts are being preached and taught. See, they're trying to correct every kind of mistake, you see? That's a good one to go back. Now, Jehovah's Witness said, no, he then in 1940.
That's right.
He didn't show up.
Right.
So now they're saying it being in 1975. And the Church of God is saying, yes, we agree with you, it being 1975.
Late.
You see? Wait.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
And seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. Now look, folks. Look up here at me. See, now we struggle and do everything we can do to get this thing. See, now this creation coming in this cloud signifies spirit men for everything. And that is a fire, that is. He shut down everything they can do. That was all fire around in this fire. You see, where Moses saw the vision. Now, that's where it comes in the fire, right in the cloud. Are you listening at me? That's where Moses saw it. And if you look at the last verse in the 24th chapter of Exodus, he said that cloud, listen, was a consuming fire in the eyes of the children of Israel. Is that right?
Right.
Now Peter is looking right back as I come in.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Yes, you see? And telling me, got to go back out that same
right.
way.
That's right.
See? When it came in, listen, it was inorganic.
Yes, sir.
The gases and the oil. You understand? And everything was all measurement. And it's going into now.
Right.
You see? And now if it was inorganic, it had to be organized.
All right.
And put together right.
See?
Right.
Now to come in that way in the fire. And look, he was an incorporeal. At that time, okay. He's an incorporeal at this time and not going to take on no things.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
True.
See? You'll never see him no more. Not in no place.
That's
all right.
That's right. And you are not going to stay here.
Right.
So you cut out your junk.
Right.
Around here talking about black panthers and white supremacists. See, they cut that junk out. Because that's just as bad as the pollution of the water and the corruption in the air.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And all this satanic confusion that you have got.
Right.
Now you're right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right up in it.
Right.
See? You can't say. Now, on the 10th day of October, when the high priest went in.
Yes.
Now, remind you now, be aware that even after you came in on the 10th day of October, he had to come back out.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
The same day.
Same day.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Do you get it?
Yes, sir.
You see? Now, does anybody in the world, including the idiots, you understand? But what don't know
yes.
that this gas, this pollution, and this corruption, see, you say nothing about shooting one another down. You see, they know that you can't survive.
Yes.
One sign has said this. Said we have passed. We passed. The point of no return.
That's
yes,
right.
It's getting started too late.
Yes.
You understand that I'm afraid there ain't nothing we can do about it.
That's what it said.
You understand? Now, here it is.
Yes.
Read.
Seeing that all these things shall be disintegrated, dissolved.
Yes.
Now, here's what Jehovah's Witness is. There's greed back over there in Solomon.
Yes.
Where Solomon says, one generation goes and another comes. But the earth provides forever. See, you see what I'm talking about? God, this earth is going to abide forever. You see? Now, when you get over here to this, you see, but Peter's saying it's going to be consummation. And there's something else I want to say to you, too, there. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, no, it's in the 5th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
He says, blessed are the meek.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
For they shall see God.
Say, since you're always talking about it. Blessed are the meek, for they shall see God. Is that what you say, Sam? Blessed and hairdressed. Blessed are the pure in heart. In other words, he said they see God. Is that right?
Right.
You ain't never seen like this. That was what he's talking about.
That's right. See what I mean?
But when you get done with your carnal mind, see, that's him saying that. You see? Then now here he said, Judge y'all again, no man seen God this time. Then here he comes on and says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And nobody has never seen God. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now, I ain't never seen no green. I ain't never seen no red. You see what I mean? But when you get out in this Bible, you'll get messed up. So bad. Get close. You don't recognize, you don't live. That you can't. That they're talking about that he's coming and setting up is right now.
That's right. That's right.
See, and you have been translated into the kingdom.
Right now.
And this earth, as you see it now, see, it will be disintegrated. It will be dissolved. Now, this is what Solomon meant. Solomon meant as long as earth remains.
Right.
See, you understand? One generation would go, and another would come.
Right.
But the earth wouldn't go with the generation. The earth would abide. As long as it was one of them. Okay.
That's right.
You understand?
Okay.
You said, now that's what he meant by what he said.
Yes, sir.
You see? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses are saints. If this earth as it is, you understand, it's going to be eternal. And it's not going to be disintegrated. It's not going to be dissolved. Don't know and don't understand the first thing.
Right.
And Yahweh said now that he would create a new heaven and a new earth. Said, no, this one. You see what I mean? See? Now look, folks. They haven't found out yet how this is going to
be. That's right.
You see?
Right.
Scientists know. So since they haven't found out how this is coming,
that's right.
You see, then they don't know nothing about how it's going to
happen.
You can't depend on men to solve no problem.
That's right.
What manner of person?
Now, seeing all these things shall be dissolved, disintegrated.
Right.
Mortal bodies. Physical heaven and earth. You see, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything be dissolved. You know that.
What manner of person?
What? Now, because now you don't see it.
Yes.
But read what you just said. Seeing then.
What manner? Seeing then the all
see. Now some of them don't dissolve.
That's right.
So you know what manner of person you are.
That's right. That's right.
You see. Seeing then that all of these things shall be dissolved, what manner of people are we to be? All right, read up.
In all these holy conversations.
In all holy conversations.
And godliness.
And godliness.
Looking for.
Now, wait a minute. That's why somebody's going to get surprised. See, and I was leading up to that. To show you that when he is revealed, you see, and as they think he's going to jump down to the sky, this Jerusalem above, he's going to be revealed from there.
Right.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Be revealed from him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you see, since you don't know nothing about this, and you're looking up in the sky, see, with your carnal mind, and looking down here on the earth, that's the earth. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Get the point?
Yeah.
That's got you looking around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you see what I'm talking about? It's got you saying Jesus is going to come back here. You understand? Like this. And walking around. See? When Jerusalem above is the mother of us, all
right?
You see? And we must be born from above. Now that means in the spirit. Now you yourself, you are in Jerusalem. If you are a genuine Yahshua, or a son of Yahshua, you are in Jerusalem.
Yes, sir. That's right.
See? Now, I do not mean geographical Jerusalem. I do mean that you are already in the heavenly Jerusalem.
Yes.
Without going anywhere.
That's right. That's right.
You understand? You have been translated, and you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
Now, when he is revealed from Jerusalem, then that's when the change will take place in us. And then he is a consuming fire. And then all of the earth will be renovated.
Right.
You understand? Instantaneously, revelation of him from on high. Now that's why I have preached with all the sincerity and all the vigor and vim and power in my voice. You understand? That's the reason why I have cried.
Yes, indeed.
I hate to see the tears that I have shed. And trying to get over to you, you understand, and show you, I say, who is the mother of us all, is the root of the Lord.
That's
the new covenant. That's the new state. Now, heaven, you see, a thing in the sky where the sun, moon, and stars is, that's the physical or nominal heaven.
That's right.
You see? But now you've forgotten that we have.
That's right.
Paul said, I knew a man about 14 years ago from the dogs up to the third. Seen things impossible for a man to love. Just because speaking in tongues, but no tongue was able to utter. You understand?
That's right.
And to describe. You understand? Just wasn't able to utter. See, because it's inconceivable to
right.
a mind.
Right.
Now, you see, this is down here, or down in here, and this is one, this is two, and this is three, and all of it is now there.
Right.
The third is there.
Yeah.
I knew a man that was caught up to the truth of the boat. Do you see what I'm talking about? And he's seen things. Now, listen. When he's revealed, as Dr. Warren, the Messiah, said, I have cut this up short because I know the time is just about to start, but I would like to explain. So I want you to realize where you stand. See, I don't want you to just make it a form rather than
right.
come down here and not receive it and not seeing where you stand at.
Right.
Not,
right.
On, not seeing what's going on and walking around in the dark blood. You see him staggering around talking about one of those there saying, well, look, when I received the Holy Ghost, I spake in tongues. Nothing over that same way, you wasn't baptized right though. Nothing over here, he's saying, but you Sabbath day. You see? Nothing over here saying, well, do you take the communion? And all that kind of thing.
Right.
And when you get through it, it says, oh, you see what I'm talking about? Just Jehovah's Witness saying 144,000 of the earth passed through the head. And all the rest of them, you understand, they're earthbound. You see, not realizing that there's even going to be a change in the earth.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And they didn't see this. That these that were born in the wilderness, they were the ones that went out there on Mount Zion.
That's
John.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, when God was just multiplied to the top, 160 in the wilderness, they were the ones that John was looking at right on the island. In fact, in those days, it was born in Christ. About each of us days, it was born
right.
in that.
That's
and then you go across there and walk.
That's
and
right.
Mount Zion. Now, when they come up out of Egypt here, see, they were new. Very different that checklist for the sanctuary. When Joshua took them across here, see, they were known.
That's right.
You understand? They were known.
Yeah.
Every man that was fit to go to war. You see, they were known. But there was no captive. And John said, on the outside, said, I heard the number of all. You see? And I just heard it. You see? Then he said, I saw another number. And Jehovah's Witness died. He talked about 144,000 of earth plants going over here.
Spirit. That man was in the Holy Spirit. You understand? And then he had to be in the Holy Spirit to understand this thing too. You see what I'm talking about? You see?
All right.
Now, they don't know what heaven is. They don't know what hell is. Or should.
Right.
You understand? They don't know nothing about the earth. You see? They don't know what's going on. A carnal mind. It's a terrible thing. You see, you can't see but no carnal mind. See, you just have to be born again. And as the ministers have said today, you get up here and speak, you see, and everybody is condemning everybody, but nobody knows nothing about what to do, you understand?
Yes.
You got your brand of religion.
Mm-hmm.
You got your brand. Now, it's nothing new. See, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. You want to talk about what right back then,
that's
Messiah
right.
Did.
Right.
Now then, Messiah told the Jew, who had the scriptures all around his ankles, around his arms, around his neck,
everything.
He said when they told him about seven brothers and they had a wife. Is that right? They had a wife. He died and Moses said the next down take his wife, you understand? And said all seven of them died. Now we got the cross in this kingdom you talk about. Now this is how she's gonna be. And look what he said to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You're making an awful mess.
See?
You see? And that's not all. You don't know the power of God. See? Then another thing you don't know. You don't know the spirit. Don't tell me. I got a book there around my house. I got them all around my house. You understand? And the rich young Lord says, look, I'm telling you for my new book. What that guy is? He said, go and tell. Give that back to the poor.
Right.
And he done been around robbing everybody. Is that right? Because
yeah.
He was a Sanhedrin council. Rich young Lord.
Yeah.
He couldn't see that the commandment says thou shalt not covet.
Yeah.
See? And he didn't not only covet, he done robbed all his brethren.
Right.
You see? Now he kept the commandment from his youth up. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Now what that guy is? Say, that's where the people are doing things.
That's right.
You see? That's the cost that you understand the scripture. Now he said, now you don't know the scripture, and not only that, say, neither do you know the power of God.
Okay.
Now that's just not given. See? We're not married to the flesh. We're married to God, the Messiah. We are His body.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
I mean a chest precious of virgin.
Yeah.
You say?
That's
not
right.
An adult.
That's right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then it's not male nor female.
Right.
Not sperm
right.
Nor free. Now when you come to talking like that, you're talking like a husband.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, this is Yahweh's wife back here.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's right.
Now, he was married to them,
yeah.
But now, coming over on this side,
saying
they're married to another.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. Oh, children, I tell you, this heaven and business that we're talking about, and everything is working right out that way. You see, as Dr. Train said, the time has expired. But now, look, you come on back.
Okay.
You come on back so that you can learn some more about this. Because it's time for the question to come down. It's time for this earth to be renovated by fire.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh, the Messiah, is not going to come and set up no king. See, the kingdom that he was talking about is already there. And you're already in
it.
Heaven is a state.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
In a place.
Yeah.
A state of consciousness.
That's right.
Right.
See, out from under condemnation.
Yes.
You see, my spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is Dr. Wilder Messiah, in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's heaven.
Yes.
And the nominal heavens up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Is that right?
That's right.
Now then you take the atmosphere of heaven, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is another heaven.
Mm-hmm.
See, this atmosphere of heaven. And up there where the planets are.
Yeah.
The atmosphere of heaven is warm. Up there where the planet is true.
Mm-hmm.
and the one, the heaven, the third heaven, said that's everything. And when we get to straight down, see then we're in but in that with God. You understand? But the devil don't see that. You see what I'm talking about? Do you understand?
Yes.
And we are in his kingdom. And he is in us. And when he is revealed from that state which he's in, I'd like you sometime to read the third chapter of Colossians. To say that if you be dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God, that's your King James Version. Then when he appears, to say, to prove that you are that, that when he appears, we'll appear with you. You understand? Now somebody said, no, that ain't the way it is. He's coming back after the church without spot or wrinkle. Well, he's going to fail in that. You see? You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
He's going to fail in that. He ain't coming back after that. Now, they didn't even see that the church or the congregation or center is his body. Now, he's done run off and left his body. And he's coming back. I tell you, it's a terrible thing. You get messed up in that Bible. You see what I'm talking about? No, we are there in heaven. See? Now, either there or in hell, right where you say.
Right.
If you're carnal minded, you're in hell.
Right.
See? Now, if we told you where heaven was, then we ought to tell you where hell is.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Now, you, with your carnal mind, right where you sat in your seat, you are sitting smack dab in hell.
That's right.
Now, how do you prove that? Jude and Peter both say that angels at sea, they were cast down to hell. And Joshua the Messiah sent his disciples out. You know it as well as I do.
Yeah.
To cast them satanic spirits out of me.
Right.
Then if they were cast down to hell, then can't you see where hell leads?
That's right.
That's right. That's it.
You see, you had enough experience with all these trials and tribulations,
right.
And even with your own problems,
right.
Your own individual self.
That's right.
As they try to say, you see, when you don't have the Holy Spirit, almost anything comes along to upset you.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I know what you're supposed to expect the devil to behave himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got him in you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And you talk about somebody else won't behave. You don't see yourself.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
That is it.
And you're always blaming somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, well, it's my wife, my children, and this, that, and the other. See, it all depends on the eyes you look out.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm talking about?
That's it.
That's it.